Well, it's holiday music with brass in it, so that's we're getting close there. Jeff Seifert in the studio with Roger Schmidt, who's here to talk about the big brass concert, the annual event that's happening here in Sitka. What's the official title of the concert?
Holiday Brass.
Holiday Brass. Yeah. Well, it's fitting.
Yeah.
It's fitting. So how many years has this been going on?
8 now. This will be our 8th annual concert.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been a long time. It sort of snuck up on us. We realized we've been doing it many years. This is our 4th year with the expanded group of 10 brass players plus percussion. So we started with that configuration the year the performance, the Performing Arts Center opened, and we wanted to have a sort of inauguration celebration, if you will. So decided to really expand the group and bring in the very best players that I could get up here, and that was a huge success. It sold out that year, and it was just amazing for me to see, you know, 640 people all coming in and filling the concert hall, and then getting to play with these amazing players from the San Francisco Symphony primarily that year. And now we're at it again for the 4th time at the Performing Arts Center.
How do you get somebody from the San Francisco Symphony to come to Sitka in the middle of the winter?
Timing. There's a couple of things. One is I studied for 3 years with one of the members of the San Francisco Symphony when I lived in the Bay Area.
You had an in.
I had an in. We became close friends, and he had always wanted to come up. And then, he invited a few other folks, and they all had a great time. So they told their friends, and now it's expanded out. We have people coming from, I think, 5 orchestras this year. We've got the Chicago Symphony, the principal trumpet for the Chicago Symphony, the Chicago Symphony for the last 50-plus years has set the standard for what brass is supposed to sound like in the world. It's the world's most famous brass section ever, and the lead position of that brass section is the principal trumpet. So Chris Martin is sitting in the seat of the most competitive, prestigious trumpet seat in the world. And then Mark Inouye will be back. He's the principal trumpet player in San Francisco Symphony. He's just like Chris, one of the great trumpet players today, and has been coming. This will be his 4th year. Donna Parks is playing with the Virginia Symphony. She's originally from Australia, a great trombone player. Paul Welkemer is my teacher, was my teacher for those 3 years, and he's plays trombone with the symphony, the San Francisco Symphony. We've got Mike Myers from the Los Angeles Philharmonic coming, trumpet player. Jonathan Ring is a French horn player with the San Francisco Symphony. And they love the people who have been before, love the concert. They tell their friends. They love coming to Sitka. And the winter's a little it's a little dicey getting people here. One thing is their schedules are really tight. It's the busiest time of the season or of the year for all musicians, so they're just finishing back to back to back holiday concerts. A lot of them have the option to basically pick which services they're playing in December, and so they rearrange their schedule in August so that they are off the earliest out of the musicians. They divide the, or at least in the San Francisco Symphony, they divide the orchestra into an A and a B orchestra because they're playing so much. And so the guys that want to come up in August quickly sign up for the A orchestra, so they're out the soonest.
Right.
And then we work together to figure out what date they can come so we can get a couple days of rehearsal in, and then do the concert and get everybody back home in time for Christmas.
So to spread out that far across the United States, it must have been just kind of word of mouth between musicians, or
yeah, yeah, absolutely, yeah. These are all friends of friends and colleagues, people know each other, yeah.
So what's involved in putting something like this together where you actually fill that hall? I've never seen that hall completely full before, but apparently you guys have packed it out.
Yeah, this will be, I mean, last I checked, there were 30 tickets left. That was Saturday morning. I don't know where we're at right now. So this will be our 4th year to sell out, presumably. And Yeah, it involves a lot of behind-the-scenes work. I mean, we have a lot of volunteers that help to try to make it go really smooth and make everybody. In fact, one thing is that if people come into the concert, if they can, they have a couple parking options. Parking can be a little tight there. We recommend people park at the front of the high school. We'll have the doors, the front doors of the high school open, and people can walk through the high school to the concert hall, so they don't need to fight for parking and in the smaller parking lot.
Well, except for wet weather, it doesn't sound like weather's going to be too much of an issue.
No, I don't think so, though. The musicians were supposed to get in last night, and there was a big storm offshore, and so they ended up getting a chance to enjoy Ketchikan for the they overnighted in Ketchikan, and hopefully they'll be coming in about 9 o'clock this morning if all goes well.
Well, they get to see Ketchikan in the dark, so I
exactly.
Guess,
you know, I mean, isn't
that's a good way to see.
Fantastic
yeah.
behavior.
Never mind.
Yeah, exactly. I almost went there.
Well, let's talk about some of the pieces that folks are going to be hearing.
Yeah, yeah. I think that, you know, what I've always tried to do with our programming is make it really run a really wide variety of music. I really like to move the audience and reach the audience and at a lot of different levels. So we're going to be playing very sacred music that's very solemn and absolutely beautiful, tear-jerking beautiful. We're going to play like joyous holiday music. We're going to play some music that's kind of light and whimsical. We're going to be playing some music that's like 10-piece brass can do, just absolutely glorious music that was originally written for the largest cathedrals in Europe, St. Mark's in Venice. There was a composer named Gabrielli, and his specialty, long before 5.1 and 7.1 sound, was putting these antiphonal groups of musicians in all the balconies and all the choir lofts of this huge cathedral, so that the patrons would come in and they'd be just
surround sound
and blown away. Yeah. And so we do some of those pieces that are I think just, you know, some of the most incredible, glorious music to hear, and we play up in the balcony on those.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, and the Performing Arts Center is just a perfect venue for this type of
event. Great. Yeah, it's really great. I mean, that's one thing that, you know, these musicians, we wouldn't be able to do this if we didn't have a hall like that, and that's another sort of piece of the lure that brings them, is knowing that they get to play in a really great hall, and it's, yeah, so...
Is this supposed to be a break-even thing, or is
it's a fundraiser for us. We have some sponsors that are support the concert. Alan Marine has been a supporter. Vandenberg Insurance has been a supporter, with the support of our sponsors and selling out the hall, we're basically able to make it a fundraiser for the camp, which is great.
Great, great.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the camp a little bit. What do you provide at the camp?
At the camp? Well, you know, this course last summer was the first year in our 36 years, that we had a home we could really call our home, and that was an amazing thing. I told the high school students, who many have been coming to camp 7-8 years, I said, welcome home, and you're the first fine arts camp in the history of fine arts camp that it's not just an idea, it's a place. And they all stood up in the bleachers in the Hames Center and screamed for about 5 minutes. It was really something. And, of course, we were there 25-plus years on that campus, but...
I went in 75, so...
Yeah, okay.
So...
And you were... I know you're a drummer, or percussionist, right? I mean,
no, drummer.
Drummer, okay.
No, there's a difference.
I think there's some old pictures of you in the archives playing in the jazz band.
There's a difference. Percussionists can play all that other stuff,
yeah.
Bells and things. But... sounds like a great event. How long is the concert gonna last? What are folks?
Concert's about an hour and a half long. Yeah, yeah.
So possibly some tickets left, possibly not. But if they don't get on it right away,
I would say head down Old Harbor Books right away if you want to see if there's if there's tickets left. And again, I'm not sure where we're at with them. It's pretty tight. And then if they don't have any tickets. Last year we sold out, but we had a number of empty seats, people who weren't able to make it to the concert. So it's if you're something you really want to do and the tickets are sold out, I'd recommend getting to the concert hall at, I guess, 6:15. The concert starts at 7, and then you can get on a list, and we'll do our best to seat people in the concert if we can.
Well, congratulations on a successful event, 8 years running strong. You see yourself doing this in 8 more years? Or?
Sure, yeah. These guys will still come. I'll still play.
There you go. Great. Yeah. Okay. Roger Schmidt with the Holiday Brass. It's coming up on...
It'll be Wednesday, December 21st, 7 p.m., Performing Arts Center.
Thanks for coming in. Happy
Thank
holidays.
Thank you, Jeff.